Saturday. It is August 27th, 2016. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm broadcasting from the Chicago suburbs. I just remembered I forgot to turn off my ceiling fan, which I will do at the first break. Anyway, thanks for joining me today on RBN. Their website is republicbroadcasting.org. You may view the guest lineup for this program by visiting spingola.com. Just click on the radio schedule button on the left. Please also visit screeningsandyhook.net for my articles regarding Sandy Hook and related topics. I have uploaded a couple of articles in the past 3 weeks. I also uploaded a new page on my website. If you click on the button on the right-hand side, Leaving the Cult. I hope that you will also visit and subscribe to SpingolaSpeaks.net, created by dear friend and listener. One may listen to the audio files of my programs there at SpingolaSpeaks.net, as well as to the RBN archives. Another option is Wooly's blog, and that's wooliesblog.blogspot.com. If you appreciate the RBN programming, please consider donating to the network. You can do that one of three ways. To donate by phone, just dial 800-724-2719. You may visit republicbroadcasting.org and click donate, or you can send donations to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can email questions or comments to comment@spingola.email. There's no more spingola.com as far as email is concerned. Again, that is comment@spingola.email. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by visiting spingola.chatango.com. We do have a temporary phone number to have you call in, but we won't be taking calls until we open the phone lines, but that number is 512-716-1603. My guest, the first 2 hours today, is David Schurter, S-H-U-R-T-E-R. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, A Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. His website is davidschurter.com. Welcome, Dave. Dave, you there? Do we have Dave? Oh, I thought you said that he called in. Okay, anyway, our first guest today is David Schurter. And I had him on a couple months ago. 3 or 4 months ago. It was a very traumatic television program. It was a very traumatic radio program. I was traumatized because, well, we just don't hear enough about this particular subject, and it's so rampant that one would think that we would, well, of course not. They're not going to talk about it on TV now, are they? Okay, so is Dave with us?
The technical difficulty. Much
better. Oh, good. Well, I guess we've both had technical difficulties. Dave, welcome to the program.
Hey, thank you for having me. Once again, it's always a pleasure.
The last time you were on, and I've learned so much more about this particular subject since talking with you. I think I learn something new every day. At least that's what my objectives are, my goals are.
Thank you.
But
I know you're on my email list.
Yes, so I am. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I have a large email list that I've compiled over the years, probably, you know, been working on it for well over a decade. It's just full of media, law enforcement, survivor advocate groups. And I like the information that I try to get out there. I mean, I don't have a copyright on my blog. And the reason why I don't have a copyright on my blog is because I think that it limits the flow of information that I'm giving. And so I tell everyone, just use whatever, you know, just don't write something and put my name to it, but you can always use whatever I write, because the information's no good unless people know it. And so I try to get it out there as much as I can. So I'm glad that you're learning a lot more about the situation.
Well, I'm learning about it from different sources also, and about different entities. And I have your book on Kindle. And when I first opened the book in the last couple of days, the first thing that the page that I was on when we last talked was the photos of Hummel Park, the main entrance to Omaha's Hummel Park. And then below that image is the pentagram inlaid in stone on the pavilion floor. And it just kind of shook me up, because I was looking at some other sites, some other images in the past month that are in Salt Lake City that also has pentagrams. So I was, you don't know when you're going to run into a pentagram.
You really don't. And the thing about the pentagram that was in Hummel Park is that people have to understand this floor was, well, first of all, the pavilion was built by the Freemasons, which Hummel Park and Forest Lawn Cemetery, about 3.5 minutes away from each other, completely in the boondocks. Nobody, if you went from one to the other, no one would see you go from one to the other. And the Hummel or Forest Lawn Cemetery not only is a big Freemason cemetery, but they have a 7-8 foot statue of a Freemason with all of the graves with the Mason symbols, which, I mean, pentagrams are all over the thing, you know. But the when they built the pavilion in Hummel Park, which is where a lot of the child sacrifices that I was forced to endure happened, the Freemasons built that. And we're not taught, when you hear a pentagram in the floor, this is not drawn. This was laid by stone. The floor is stone, and it was cut out specifically. So this is, I mean, you can go there today and still see it, because it's lasted. And as strange as it sounds, if you look at the Washington Monument and that whole area, people have taken an aerial view of that whole area with the Lincoln Memorial and the Washington Monument and all of that. And lo and behold, it's missing one section, but it's a pentagram. The roads are laid out, and the place is laid out so that if you look at it from the sky, an aerial view, it isn't a pentagram. There's one piece missing, but the rest of it's all there. And so, you know, you see a lot. That's, you know, it was funny, because I was just talking to another survivor the other day. And we were talking about Bohemian Grove, which lots of people know. They have that Moloch statue, and they're doing child sacrifices. I mean, even their cremation of care, they burn an effigy of a child during the cremation of care. And so they're, you know, obviously, and then you have that ranch that Scalia was murdered at. And it's connected to the Bohemian Grove, and they had pictures of the inside of that ranch, and it's all these devil statues all over the place. And so it makes me wonder if Bohemian Grove and this ranch that Scalia was murdered at are two places of a collection of places that will form a pentagram, because seems to be coming up all over the place. And so I'm wondering if there are other places, just like the Bohemian Grove, just like this ranch that Scalia was killed at, that nobody knows about. Because nobody knew about this ranch until Scalia ended up dead there.
Sure.
So,
and I hate to even say that he was murdered, because I think he probably, he got what he deserved.
Well, I, as you know, I'm heavily connected to the survivor community. And an old-time investigator that is old school and is actually on the good side, a man by the name of Dave Valentine, came forward and said that they would not release the sex of the 13-year-old who slit Scalia's throat.
Wow.
That's the reason why they didn't have an autopsy.
Sure.
Because no matter what happens, you can't hide that someone got their throat slit. And from what I understand, Scalia was there to have sex with this 13-year-old boy. It is a boy. Scalia is one of my abusers. I know exactly what he's like and what he likes, or what he did like. And so what I'm assuming is that he raped a 13-year-old boy. Somehow the boy got something and was able to strike back at Scalia. And
wow.
Scalia ended up dead. And that's why all of these weird stories, like he had a pillow over his face, you know? With as many conspiracy theorists, and I use that term incredibly loosely because I find that most people who are called conspiracy theorists, there's another word for them. It's called critical thinkers. And that, you know, why would they, with all the conspiracy people out there, why would they even say that there was a pillow over his face?
I think
so
they,
obvious.
I'm sorry, but I,
oh, go
I
ahead.
Think
no.
they create all these stories to obfuscate the truth, so
they,
that
they
you don't
can.
Know quite what happened. And they just you know, blow it up and give you all these theories to
well,
hide the truth.
I mean, I'm dealing. I'm taking some heat from some people because people cannot understand that after Franklin, which was in 87, our government got involved, and not only, I mean, obviously they infiltrated the bad side, but they have also infiltrated the good side. And so you have these people who are supposedly good guys whose stories are so outlandish that it makes everybody just dismiss everything. A good example, and I had mentioned earlier on in the week that I kind of wanted to mention this. Perfect example, a woman by the name of Noreen Gosh. And Noreen Gosh is the mother of Johnny Gosh. Johnny Gosh was abducted in West Des Moines. He was abducted. He was one of three paper boys in West Des Moines that was abducted within a year and a half. What's notable about Johnny Gosch, how people will most remember him, is that he was one of two of the first children on the milk carton, on the milk cartons. Ian Patz, a child that was abducted in New York, he was the other one. And so we have this woman now. I take a lot of heat because I don't like, nor do I at all trust this woman. From my personal experience with the woman that she's directly working for the bad side. And I've thought about, there's so much that I could talk about, but the one thing that I want to point out, since you brought up this, they throw out these stories that are crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I focus on Noreen Gosch is because somehow or other, her son's abduction in West Des Moines, Iowa, has become synonymous with the Franklin Credit Union and what was going on in Omaha. And there are, the stories don't even make sense. And if you watch Noreen's interviews, and there's a lot of them on YouTube, her stories continuously change. And in fact, she, in the last month, she's been on Coast to Coast twice and has told conflicting stories on Coast to Coast. And the person who informed me about Coast to Coast said that they had never dealt they had never once touched Johnny Gosch or the Omaha thing once. And now, in the last 2 months, they've had Noreen Gosch on twice.
That's interesting.
And so, but Noreen Gosch is a chaos maker. And a good example of what I'm talking about is this whole story about Jeff Gannon. Jeff Gannon was a male prostitute. Nobody knew who he was. Nobody knew where he came from. Nobody knew anything about him other than the fact that he was being allowed into the White House as a press person, and that George Bush Sr. would often give him the first question, and nobody knew who he was. And so when it came out, questions about this guy, and then especially when it came out that he was a male prostitute, why is a male prostitute in the George Bush Sr. White House press room, and why does he get the first question? And who is this guy, and where did he come from?
Right.
And so what they did was, all of a sudden, Jeff Gannon, people connected with Noreen Gosch, all of a sudden started to go and say, Jeff Gannon was Johnny Gosch, the abducted Johnny Gosch that had been abducted years ago. There was a mind control victim, and now he's working for George Bush as a press person. And so all these stories, all these weird stories that surround the Johnny Gosch situation started to come to the forefront. And of course, what they did was they took precedent. So now people aren't talking about Jeff Gannon, this weird prostitute who's in the George Bush White House as a media person. All of a sudden it came all about Johnny Gosch. And the stories, all right, I mean, Noreen Gosch has wrapped everything. I mean, Mike Lucchino, who was my personal handler, he's well known as Colonel Mike Lucchino, founder of Temple of Set. Noreen Gosch has basically said that Johnny Gosch was sold to him. Well, what's happened is that this whole Johnny Gosch story has encompassed all of this child trafficking and all of this weird stuff that was involved with Omaha.
Oh.
So when you start talking about Omaha, you ultimately start talking about Johnny Gosch and all of their stuff.
Okay, got it.
Johnny, one of the interesting things about it is that Noreen Gosch went on the Michael Corbin show. And in the on the Michael Corbin show, she specifically stated that after Johnny was kidnapped and she divorced from her husband, who she is accusing of selling Johnny, their son, neither she nor her family knew where John was and had absolutely no way to contact him. I know that that's a blatant lie. And the reason why I know that that's a blatant lie is because I've written a letter to John Gosch. And the only only way I could have done that, Noreen Gosch herself gave me John Gosch's address. And so how are you telling everyone you don't know where he is, and yet you gave me his address? And I was thinking about it this morning before this interview, and I started to think about it, and I thought, you know, humans have a tendency to look at ourselves in our own personal perspective. I mean, all of our worlds are about us. You know, my world is about me, your world is about you. So I always thought about it, oh, she gave me the address. But then I took it away and started to look at it and thought, how many other weird people has she met online that she's given that poor man's address to?
Dave, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Why? While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009, but now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Our first guest today is David Schurter. He is the author of Rabbit Hole, a Satanic Ritual Abuse Survivor's Story. His website is davidschurter.com. And that's very interesting, interesting perception. And I think that you're right on that her story, her son's story, has commandeered the entire movement. Or the entire, you know, yeah, I guess you would call it, what would you call it?
It definitely is a movement, because survivors don't have much of a voice. And, I mean, never have. It came down in the 80s, and then we had the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, which is a CIA-based group, come forward and feed everybody the term satanic panic and false memories.
Okay, so people do have, they forget. They actually forget in order to save their sanity.
The thing about it is that how many times have you just had little things in your life that made you uncomfortable that you avoided thinking about? You know, just for a normal person, I mean, how many times have you had things that you'll prevent yourself from thinking about because it makes you uncomfortable? Now, consider having been raped, tortured, sold, forced to murder kids, forced to, you know, all kinds of the most bizarre torture you've ever had. And people wonder where all this came from, but you have to understand, after World War II, it's a fact, a confirmed fact, that we brought all of those Nazi scientists over to America and helped them set up shop. The reason why was because we were in the middle of the Cold War, and we didn't want Russia getting the information that they had gotten out of the camps. And even though the experiments were horrible, yes, they were, but it wasn't like they weren't without their results. And so we brought over all of the scientists, and now, if that's not bad enough, the FBI has released documentation that Hitler didn't die in the bunker.
Well, I was just talking to a friend of mine, Jim Perloff. He sent me an email. And, I've done a lot of research on Germany, World War II. And so we probably have different perceptions about that. And Operation Paperclip, certainly they did bring a lot of people over here under duress.
I don't believe they were under duress. I mean, when you consider that our NASA program is designed and was set up by two Nazi scientists.
Well, so, if there is such a thing as a NASA program. But anyway, I think we do have different perceptions.
Thing about it. Yeah, exactly. That's the wonderful thing about it. I'm not, when I tell people things, I don't want you or anyone to just take what I'm saying at face value and as gospel any more than I want you to take anybody else at gospel. That's people will talk about what it's like to be an American. Well, the pursuit of education and knowledge, that was a fundamental part of being an American. And all I ask for is that people do their own research. Go out, start looking into things, and don't take at face value what you're being told. Because a lot of the stuff from Franklin, perfect example, or another good example of Franklin and how everything is distorted. You can't talk about Franklin without John DeCamp's name coming up and his book, The Franklin Scandal, or I don't remember what it's called, but it's like...
Cover-up.
Cover-up, that's it. Nick Bryant wrote The Franklin Scandal, which is just another version that's even more watered down than DeCamp's book. But John DeCamp is not a good guy in this. He was directly connected to the Phoenix program. And can look at what happened.
Dave, we do have a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. prepare, don't despair at www.bugoutpanama.net.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Deanna, and our first guest today is David Schurter, and his website is davidschurter.com. And you had mentioned the false memory syndrome, and I think that, and you said that that was just a creation of the CIA.
Deanna, I'm having an issue because I'm catching every three words.
Oh, I'm sorry.
There we go. That's better. Whatever you're doing is way better.
Okay. Gosh, I'm not sure what was going on. Anyway, you were talking about the false memory syndrome, that it was a movement, an operation that was controlled by the CIA in order to debunk the people who were saying, hey, I remember that my father did this or my uncle did that. And so tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, back in the 80s, late 80s and early 90s, we had a rash of parents throughout the entire country coming forward claiming that their children were being satanically, ritually abused and sexually assaulted in their daycares. And it became quite a concern. Now, we have an easy way to focus on how it went away is the McMartin trial. The McMartin trial was a preschool It was one of seven daycares in the area that was called out for doing satanic ritual abuse. It was the longest and most costly court case in America at its time. And the tunnels that the children spoke about being raped in and being forced to murder animals and all of that, those tunnels weren't found until after the trial. They had torn down McMartin, and their a group got permission to do a three-day archaeological dig. They not only found the tunnels, but they found animal bones and satanic relics. So the question for me always has been, how did the longest and most costly court trial in American history miss the tunnels, which was a fundamental part, as far as I'm concerned, of this case? And so the only way that that could have happened is if they had been kept out of the trial. And so McMartin was used to close everything down. The False Memory Syndrome Foundation was formed. It was formed by the CIA. It consisted of all these rich white parents who had been accused of sexually abusing their children by their children. The only person who didn't fit this paradigm was a founder by the name of Ralph Underwager. And he actually, at the time the False Memory Foundation Syndrome Foundation was built or set up, he went on to a UK magazine called Paddica and proceeded to tell them how great it was for children to have sex with adults and how society needed to get over itself, that having sex with adults was great. Now, the interesting part about this whole situation is that, yes, we have this all happening in America in the late 80s and the early 90s. And they said, oh, it was a social hysteria, satanic panic. The story doesn't even make sense. People read a book called Michelle Remembers, and then that somehow spurred all of the therapists in the country to convince their clients that either they or their children had been satanically ritually abused, and then compelled them to go to the law enforcement and it was this big hysteria and everyone was going crazy. But at the same time this was happening in America, it was also happening in both the UK and Australia. And you have to remember that late 80s, early 90s, we didn't have the internet. Home computers were just starting to become a thing. And so how did all of these therapists how did they get together to cause this hysteria, this global hysteria, and why? You know, how and why? And now we know, looking back, that the UK actually covered up their abuse allegations. And without a doubt, they covered them up. They don't want to investigate them because they're saying they're historical. But my question is, if these allegations are so bogus, first of all, what are the allegations that were so bogus? Two, who were involved in these allegations? And three, and probably most important, if these allegations were so bogus and they were based on such a hysteria, why did the UK government go through all this time, effort, and money to cover these up? At the same time that Ralph Underwager was going on to Paddica magazine in the UK, UK elected officials in their government were also advocating at the exact same time for the age of consent to be lowered to 10. And so we have all of that going on. Then you have the Wood Commission in Australia. And Fiona Barnett is a great person to actually look into for that, because I was raised in this cult to believe that I was the Antichrist. She, down in Australia, was caught the female version. I didn't even realize there was a female version, because what I grew up was so misogynistic, I didn't realize there was any kind of female side to it. She's the female side. And what's interesting is that she has a documentary out there called Candy Girl. You can go to YouTube, just Candy Girl. If you watch that video and what she says, then you can go to my YouTube station, and I have a documentary out there called David's Story, The Childhood Ritual Abuse of David Schroeder. The interesting part about these documentaries is that although hers was posted first, my documentary wasn't filmed, right? My documentary was filmed like 3.5 years before. We just had never gotten around to releasing it. And so if you look at Fiona Barnett's documentary, Candy Girl, and my documentary, David's Story, we didn't even know each other. We had never met. We had no clue the other person existed. I filmed mine 3 years before hers, and she filmed, and yet our stories are pretty much, in many ways, identical. And that's what you'll find with survivors. None of us know each other. We've never met. We have no clue who the other person is. And yet, the experiences of our abuse as children is remarkably similar. We can say, we say the same things because, it was pretty much the same abuse. And
well,
so...
And these are the people that that have identified themselves as survivors. I mean, there are a lot of children who believe that they're alone. They feel like they are an isolated case. And
every
they may never
abuse,
talk about it.
Every abused child feels like they're alone. No, regardless of this kind of trauma or any other kind of trauma, every abused child has a tendency to feel like they're alone. Like it's them against the entire world. And in America alone, there are 48 million survivors. Doing the exact same thing that we talked about at the very beginning. They are living their lives and doing everything they can, almost obsessively sometimes, not to think about what happened to them as children. They don't talk about it. They don't tell anybody about it. They don't even want to face it. And so we have this, and that is one of the malevolent parts of this, because these perpetrators know how victims react. They know what they're like. You know, I was talking to a woman who her daughter, she knows that her daughter has been abused, and her daughter has actually 14 years old, come out and started to talk. There's a court battle, a custody battle going on. So this girl actually came forward. And then my friend was just like, well, I wonder when she's going to come talk to me. And I told my friend, she's never going to come talk to you. And she said, what do you mean? And I'm just like, you were abused. When did you tell your parents? She said, never. I said, that's right, and neither did I, and neither do most kids. You never talk about it. You don't tell anybody. You don't want anyone to know. It's humiliating and embarrassing, and life is rough enough. Who wants the trouble?
Sure.
And so,
now, Dave, let me ask you a question. There are people who don't remember what happened to them. I'm in the middle of a book right now about a woman that was abused starting at the age of 5. She did not, to the age of, 5, 6, and 7. And then she grew up and went to college, and then she started having a lot of very, very strange physical problems. And she did not remember her abuse, but she was just, she would get violently ill. And then she went to a doctor, and, she went to several doctors. And she did have children, And after she'd had had a couple of children, her doctor, her gynecologist, talked about her incredible scarring and assumed that it was from her from childbirth. And she said, "Oh no, I didn't have any problems with tearing at childbirth." And he told her, "Well, you've got serious scarring, you know, tremendous scarring." And but she had all kinds of of physical problems, pain—the pain in her back and in her hands, and particularly in the vaginal area—just unexplained pain—and she didn't know the cause of it until she had a flashback. Now, is that similar to what others might experience?
That is very similar. You read stories of people who get into accidents, car accidents, for a good example, a car accident, who get into the car accident, who can remember up to the car accident, but can't remember the car accident itself because of the trauma. And the brain, the human brain, does everything it can to protect the body. And so it will file those away so you can't get a hold of it, so you're not further traumatized. Think about how traumatic being raped and tortured is as a child, and you don't even have the capabilities of understanding what exactly is happening. And the reason why they have focused on this dissociation with this whole satanic panic is because that's what happens. The reason why a lot of children who grow up who were raped as kids don't remember it is because dissociation took over during the rape. So to them, in their mind, someone else got raped, not them. They didn't get raped. I was just talking to a friend of mine who said, you know, she was talking about she would have friends over at night and her dad would hurt them. And the therapist started to talk to her and said, "So your dad let your friends come over at night?" She said, "Yeah." And she said, "And he would hurt them. He would rape them." And she said, "Yeah." And she said, and so the therapist asked her, "So where were you in this?" And what it came out with is that her dad never had any friends over. It was her who was getting raped.
Wow.
But she remembered it as her friends because she dissociated enough away from herself that she objectified herself. And that's what happens with trauma. That's the reason why you can beat and rape someone and create the Stockholm Syndrome in their head within 3 days. Stockholm Syndrome gets you to not only do you identify with your abuser, but you'll fight to the death for your abuser. Patty Hearst. Perfect example. These are all conditions that we know exist. And yet, it has been so discombobulated when it comes to children and how they respond. And so you can't, you know, if you are doing things, if your life is out of control and you're doing things that you don't understand why, that's a key. That's where you need to focus, is why are you doing those things? What is causing you to do those things? And, I mean, it doesn't have to be SRA, it doesn't have or satanic ritual abuse, it doesn't have to be MK Ultra abuse. Trauma is trauma. And so, therefore, if you're, my trauma, as bad as it is not negate anybody else's trauma. Yes, my trauma as a child was very intense and extreme. But my trauma, as extreme as my trauma was as a child, my experiences don't negate anybody else's sense of trauma. Your trauma is your trauma. And if you're doing things that are usually self-destructive, because it's very rare for abused kids to come out of it and be, you know, focusing on the good things for themselves. So if your life is chaotic and you're doing self-destructive things, then you need to look back at yourself and figure out, chances are you are being controlled by a past trauma that you're just not wanting to face. And you just need to be open and strong enough to face that trauma. Now, with this trauma conversation, I do want to tell everybody, there is an amazing conference coming up in Seattle in October. It's October 6th through the 8th, I believe. It starts on the 6th, which is a Friday. We'll get back to it at the next commercial.
All righty. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All right, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest, our first guest today is David Schurter, and his website is davidschurter.com. And you're going to tell us about the conference in Seattle. And that is going to be at the, let's see.
Oh, Deanna, I'm having the same issue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not
there you go.
Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, the conference in Seattle, the website is igdid.org. Is that correct? Or no?
It is IGDID.org. It's the Seattle Trauma and Dissociation Conference. It is an amazing conference. Like I said, this is its third year. It has grown exponentially. The focus for the conference is trauma-informed perspectives. And so basically what this conference is it talks about trauma. What is trauma? It talks about how trauma affects the brain, how it affects the brain neurologically, how it affects it with psychology. And the best part about this conference is that not only does it deal with those, but it also gives you some solutions and some ideas on how to combat your trauma and take your life back. It has the conference is set up by a woman by the name of Pat Goodwin. She is one of the founders of Ivory Garden, which is the longest standing survivor support group online. I think it's been around for about 11 years now. She started to do conferences 2 years ago. Like I said, this is the third. Speakers include Dr. Colin Ross, amazing gentleman.
Absolutely.
For those
I interviewed
of you,
him a couple times.
I actually am starting a new radio show on Awake Radio. I got talked into it, and Colin Ross has agreed to have me interview him for 2 hours.
Wonderful.
I'm very excited. I was very honored.
Right.
But for those of you who would like to know more about the False Memory Syndrome Foundation, Lynn Crook is one of our, or not one of ours, but one of the presenters. And she has just written a book, the History of the False Memory Syndrome Foundation.
Ah.
And she's going to be releasing her book at this conference. It's the book release that she's doing. And so I believe it's Dr. I'm not exactly sure who it is, and I'm probably going to get yelled at by Pat for this, but a really renowned doctor is going to do a question and answer about self-harm, because survivors have a tendency to do self-harming. Now, this does not just include cutting or burning, which is what we consider, you know, self-harm, but some of us eat too much. Some of us work too much. Some of us, you know, anything that you're doing in your life that is causing you problems and isn't beneficial to you, that's self-harm.
Wow. Okay, Dave, we're at the top of the hour. We will be right back in 3 minutes.
Husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com.
That's N-U-M-A-N-N-A, republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.